What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Randy, what is hot in this market?
You know, I'm going to have to go with gold. I mean, that set, you know, new highs last week. You know, also the Dow setting new all-time highs, closing at new all-time highs last week. You know, we faded a little bit after we'd hit those levels, but we're still at the upper end of the ranges, and it seems like because of the Fed not looking at increasing interest rates and the hint of them possibly lowering it a couple times in 2024 really has brought a lot of more confidence into the stock market.
So what's on the other side of the ledger? What's not hot in this market?
You know, I'm going to go with, of course, you got to look at the dollar has been under some pressure, hitting new lows for this move. We're also seeing, you know, soybeans down at support lines as we're waiting to see just how good the rains were in northern Brazil. Corn hits new lows because of quiet demand and also because of, you know, we got a 2 billion bushel ending stocks estimate. We don't need to go very high in corn because we've got the supply. And then, of course, wheat also struggling with its lows. But the grains seem to be looking for something. They're waiting, I think, to see what next year, what 2024 is going to bring. And I think that's kind of kept them a little bit on the defense.
Obviously, this holiday week, we're likely going to be in pretty much a sideways trend throughout the balance of this week.
I think so. I mean, we kind of saw that on Thursday and Friday of last week where the market just couldn't seem to get any traction. I think we're going to kind of see that go into play again. We might see towards the end of the week some positioning as year-end positioning takes place, but that's about it.
What's hot, what's not in the markets? Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.